Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, 344-499-1000 is the telephone number, the late night alternative, unlike any other radio show in the world. Let's go to Gavin. Good evening, Gavin. Gavin, can you hear me?
I can. Are you? I'm listening to you.
Right. Okay, I'm listening to you. This is a listen-off. Welcome.
Thank you. I've just got this idea to keep us cheerful in these worrying times. Anyway, on your show.
Is it we'll get stoned? Show. I'm in. Let's do it. Roll a fat one. Huh?
I love the show. Excuse me. You're basically, a tune from the listener from the 70s to 80s for you to guess. From a 70s and 80s film or series or anything like that. And if you don't get it, you have to pleasurably
kill a chicken.
Response to Raspberry saying, no, don't get it, that's all.
Well, go on then.
Sounds
you
like
do
a
one.
Lot of fun.
Can I begin?
Hang on. Yes, do one. I'll get it. I know everything. Somebody's a miserable, Kath.
Was that pleasurable enough?
Yeah.
Shut up. Stop being a
party. For you to guess.
Stop being a party, Rupert. Just do it, man. Shut up, Catherine.
You shut up.
Okay, here goes. First one, a 70s sitcom.
On the buses?
Yep.
Yeah, well, don't tell me it's a 70s sitcom, because then, as you know, I instantly think of On the Buses.
And another one, an 80s series.
Professionals.
The Professionals. I mean, where's the challenge in this? Where's the challenge in this?
But somebody might ring you up, Ian, and we have all guess, and there might be a couple of challenges.
They won't. I watched too much television in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Too much. It's
really?
All in here, and I'm pointing to my brain. It's all stored in here on microfiche. My brain has got more information in it than all of the libraries on this planet and all of the libraries. Oh, Catherine, guess what they found on Mars? Guess what they found on Mars?
A toaster.
A human skull.
Shut up.
No, you shut up. Did you hear that,
Gavin?
They found
a.
Shut your face. Did you hear that story, Gavin? They found a human skull on Mars.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Where did you read that? Where did you read that? Bullseye Monthly.
Catherine, if I've heard it and Gavin has heard it, that makes two people hear it. We need one more person to back us up, and it becomes a fact. A fact. They found.
Sorry to let you down with my idea anyway, Ian.
It's a good idea, Gavin, but no one will beat me. I am unbeatable.
All right, then. Okay.
I've got one for you, all right? It's an 80s kids TV program.
Okay.
You can't help him, Catherine. Okay. No, I've got one for you. No, I've got one for you. It's an 80s TV program, right?
Right.
Bow, 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 bow,
That's a children's program, isn't it?
It's on...
BBC.
Yes.
It's... No. Carry on. I just want the name of the program, please. And you're wrong. So far, you're wrong.
ITV.
No. I'm not giving you clues. For God's sakes, man. Just guess them. Guess... It's here's a, it's a famous it's a famous
oh man, I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
Go on.
I don't know.
Go on.
We don't know, do you?
I don't. Sorry.
Do you want
the,
do you want another one? Try this one.
Catherine, stop.
What?
Go.
You can't move on to the next one until... So you have to do a raspberry, my friend. Thank you very much for your call. 0344 499 1000. What did you think the answer was, Kath?
Granger Hill.
Incorrect answer. Incorrect answer. It's not the show I was thinking of.
Oh, but there's a show you were singing.
It's not the show I was thinking of.
Oh.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. This is, dear listener. I tell you what. Let me make it a little bit easy for you. Hang on a second. I'm going to play the actual music. I want to know. I am thinking of a TV
it's not
show
this.
that this is the theme tune for. What is the TV show, please? Oh, hang on, this is an advert. What is this theme tune, the TV show that I am thinking of? And what do you think it is, Kat?
Well, I know what this theme tune is for, but I don't know what theme tune you're thinking of. Are you thinking of Starsky and Hutch?
I am thinking of this theme tune, and yeah. I'm thinking of a specific TV show it was the theme tune for. What was that, please?
Grange Hill.
Oh, I'm about to blow your mind, Chicken Little. I'm about to blow your mind. Is it Chicken Little or Chicken Licking? Chicken Licking. There we go. No looking on Twitter, because one of those scumbags will grass me up. This is a theme tune to a TV show that I am thinking of.
I've seen a flying sausage.
Let's see if Barry from Watford knows. Barry, do you know what this is?
Yes.
Do you?
I'm going to blow your tiny mind, my friend.
Go.
Give us a clue.
No.
He's right. Give Us a Clue had the same theme tune as Grange Hill. Listen, here we go.
No.
Yeah, I know. Hang on.
And here's your host, Michael Asport. Thank you very much. Welcome to Give Us a Clue.
Isn't that the same theme tune? Isn't that insane, Barry?
It's a funny one. You know the theme to Steptoe and Son? They used to play that on Parliament Today whenever Corbyn went up to the dispatch box. Incredible to share two theme tunes.
Actual scenes. Catherine, has your mind been blown by the knowledge that Barry and I have spaffed on you?
Yeah, it has, because the one I remember, obviously being way younger than both of you, I mean, considerably so.
Well,
I remember asking you, give us a clue. One
there like you that. Are. Catherine's going to blow you now, Ian. Go on.
I am not.
Oh, sorry, I mean, blow your mind now.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. Hang on a second. While we're in the mood for music, which is it going to be? Is it going to be A? Is it going to be B? Is it going to be B? Is it going to be A?
Mine.
It's
not
A.
Mine.
Keep your spirits up.
Special.
Special.
Oh, What have you got for us today, old man?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It is a Keep Your Spirits Up special, but it's been blown out of the water by your news that a human skull was found on Mars.
I know. I'm sorry. That should have been the show opener. A human skull has been discovered on the planet Mars.
Is that true?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's true.
No,
it's not even a thing.
It's
true.
Come on.
How can you casually just toss that in? I can't believe it. It's amazing.
I know. It's true. We need to get that. In fact, I'm putting this call out into the ether. Professor Joseph Levens.
He is the man.
If you are, he's probably got a photograph of it. If you are listening, we are not on tomorrow or Friday, but we'd love to speak to you either tonight or next week. We would love to speak to you about the human skull discovered on Mars, which backs up my theory that we all come from Mars.
He probably would have needed a bit more gnosis, really, knowing him.
Probably would have done. Yes. I suppose. Keep our fingers crossed, won't we, Barry?
Not half.
Isn't it? Now we know that they found a human skull on Mars.
Yes.
What have you got tonight to keep our spirits up in this time of global pandemic and mass deaths?
I wanted to talk you through something you've never let me talk about, and my beautiful wedding to my lovely wife.
Yes, please. You want some romancey?
Yes. Keep us all happy.
Let's get some romancey music. Hang on a second. Let's drop.
That's it.
Any good? Yep, go on then.
Ooh. Imagine walking down the aisle, my Margaret being accompanied by her dad, a fabulous fella. I was waiting with my best... Not very romantic, is that, man? I was waiting with my best man. You got another one?
You carry on, I'll find something.
I was waiting with my best man when this creature, this gorgeous creature, came
back. Ring-a-ding-a-dong-dong.
Ring-a-ding-a-dong. And suddenly, as I looked round, I saw her. It looks on everything. Let's be clear about that. She's a lovely personality. Yes. She approached me. She had the veil over her face. I lifted it, and after a moment of shock, I kissed her on the cheek. God, she was beautiful. She looked like £100. She really did. I took hold of her hands, and it's those little things you enjoy, the funny little jokes. She gave me her finger. I squeezed it. She farted. There was not a dry ice in the house. There wasn't any dry ice in the house. Dry eye in the house. What I meant. And we've been very happily married ever since. Okay, you know, the face is, well, it's not everything, and all that will clear up at some point, I'm sure. But she's a wonderful woman, and it's a very deep kind of love we've got, or Stockholm Syndrome, one of the two. But we've been having a lot of fun together, and of course, being alone together during the day, there's an awful lot of sex going on. Oh. Romantic sex. Cheeky sex. On the buses style sex. But mostly passionate sex.
Passionate.
Very, very passionate.
Okay.
And I want to leave you with that image, guys. Good night, all.
Thank you. We're going to play the song that you had your first dance to on your wedding.
Oh, thank you.
Good night, Barry. I'll make love to you. by Boys to Men. For you and,
can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Yes, we can, yeah, unfortunately. Lovely. I can't cut you off from where I am. So goodbye.
Oh, this is romance, isn't it? Old fashioned. And though I look in the light, for tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate
with sex the night. For the wine. Is it the boys making love to each other?
They're singing to each other.
Here comes the chorus, guys. Everyone get ready. To your
hands, I will do anything.
I need only I'll make love to you if you want me to. And I'll go to you in the day.
I don't know really how the song.
You actually know
the words. Gosh.
Yeah, of course I do.
Struth, we haven't done the break. This is Talk Radio.
Do it. Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's try Anthony again. Good evening, Anthony.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, Anthony. What have you got for us tonight?
I'm going to go to Kimmy now. You lied to me and you told me a porcupine, you did.
I didn't tell you a porcupine. What are you talking about?
You said Barry died.
Oh, that was a recording of Barry we just played then. That was a classic. We're calling that feature classic Barry.
No.
No. I thought he had died. I'm not convinced that's the real Barry, but if it is, he's speaking from beyond the grave. You shouldn't be angry with me. You should be pleased. You should be pleased that Barry has risen from the dead.
Good old guy, Barry.
There you go.
Obviously, the crime part is not, you know, all that good. People are dying in that.
It's not all that good at all, mate. It's pretty loud.
I'm feeling a bit low and disappointed, you know, because I'm still missing my partner who I've been for 5 years. And still struggling to get through this you know, this time, because I miss her during the day when she's here, and all the memories will. And it's hard to take in, you know. I don't know how to go with the flow kind of thing,
Putting one foot in front of the other, and you've just got to keep getting through day by day. It gets better. It will get better.
Eventually,
won't it? It will. You know, it's a cliche. Time is a great healer. It actually is. You'll never forget her. She will always be a part of your life. Well, then that's great, and that's a real gift. But it will. It's like when someone dies, right? You think, oh my God, when someone close to you dies, my God, I'm never gonna forget them. I'm gonna live my life better. I'm gonna cherish every second. And you might do that for a few weeks. You might do it for a few months, but eventually that fades and the pain goes. You never forget them, but the pain goes, and then you'll go a whole day without thinking about them, and you go, oh, I didn't think. And then it'll be a week, and then you might think about them a lot, and it gets easier. Is what I'm trying to say to you. Is what I would say if I were talking to my boys. It gets easier.
I understand. You know, I like your cats, bro. I've seen your cats on YouTube. How many cats have you got? Four or five?
I got four cats, but it's not mine I'm worried about at the moment. It's Catherine's, because it looks like Willow's sticking her tongue out at you, Kath, and having a hissy fit.
She was not very happy.
I just woke her up.
Boys to men woke her up, yeah, but I'm tickling her ears now.
There is nothing cuter than a cat's tongue. A cat sticking its tongue out is just the best thing. And sometimes if a cat's had a good old lick, they'll forget to put the tongue away and there'll just be a little bit of tongue sticking out. And it's the best. It's the best. They forget to put their tongue away, the idiots. And it just sticks out. And if you've got a dark cat and there's, you know, pink thing sticking out, wonderful. Love it. My cats are great. I love them. They're a joy. They're a pain in the bum. And I would not have it any other way, Anthony. They are the gift that keeps on giving.
I'm actually allergic to cats, by the way.
Well, in that case, I'm going to have to cancel the invitation to my house. Anthony, nice to talk to you, my friend. Take care. It will get better, I promise. Let's go to Steve. Good evening, Steve.
Hello there. I rang off about Steve. Give us a clue at first, and Barry beat me, didn't he?
Barry, I would like to apologise, Steve. I thought that section was distasteful. I thought it was unpleasant. It certainly made me actually, I sicked up a little bit. I swallowed it, so you won't have noticed. And yeah, and he ruined the Grange Hill Give Us a Clue teaser that should have ran all night, and that he ruined it. And I would like to apologise, Steve. He's not kept our spirits up this week. He's actually lowered them. He is. I'm going to say it. Barry is worse than COVID-19. There we go.
Ooh,
I've said it.
Wow. Ooh, that's harsh.
It's harsh, but fair.
What
can we do
Cat
for you? What can we do to make?
What was Cat's one? Was that Johnny Briggs? Johnny Biggs, or whoever it was.
Yes.
Ah,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Well,
would you like to make love to me?
Are we okay tonight?
Steve, just glossing over that once in a lifetime invitation I was making to you, Steve. Never getting it again. I'm on top of the world tonight, actually, and I'm looking forward to having a couple of days off. I'm about to dive into 2 weeks of having the boys. Pretty much, they might go back for a day or two, but their mum is really working a lot the next couple of weeks. And it'll be a challenge when I'm doing the radio and doing this, but it's a challenge I'm excited about. And we've got some fun things lined up. So I'm good. Kath, you all right, love? You all right, love?
I think we'll be all right, yeah. I'm going to just throw myself into making this as unweird as possible for the kids. That's all you can do.
How do you know, you can't sometimes get yourself motivated, Ian? And you know, sometimes. Does it sort of like wane off when you've got the kids there? Does it get easier? Or you still feel that? Or do you... Is it some days better than others, or do you just sort of like jump up?
Some days it's better than others. Some days it's better than others. And some days, if it's too much, then I rely a little bit too much on Fortnite. And I try my best not to be grumpy, because that is my default setting, is to be a little bit snappy and a bit grumpy. And I've spoken to them about it. I've spoken to them saying, funnily enough, when we got in tonight, first thing they did was jump on the computer while I was still taking my coat off, and they wanted me to fix something. And I did get a bit snappy. And then I had a chat with them afterwards. I said, I'm really sorry I got snappy. It's just, I've not seen you. And I felt a little bit disappointed that you went straight to the computer. And also, I'm not feeling very well. I've had this headache for weeks. It's this ongoing headache. And I said, it might be coronavirus. I don't know. Don't think it is, but it might be. And it's just making me a little bit short-tempered. So if in the next couple of weeks you're here, if I snap, I'm going to try not to, but if I snap, you have full permission to go, Dad, you're snapping because you've got a headache. And and I said, I'll probably snap again. And then 20. So, it can be difficult. But because I don't see the boys, as you know, that much, because they don't live with me, it makes it easier to be more focused on the times that I do have them, I think.
Yeah.
So it'll be tough next week going to bed at, you know, 1 and getting up at half 6.
You mean it's sort of like there hanging over, but it's sort of like put to a little side. Is that what you sort of mean?
Yes, but also if I need a little weep, I can nip upstairs and have a little weep for 15 minutes in the bathroom. Yeah, yeah. You know, if I they're very good at letting me have a little doze for 45 minutes if I need it. If I need a bit of time to go and phone my sponsor or someone in recovery, I can do that. I did an AA. What did I do? Was it a meeting? I think I did an AA meeting last week while the boys were here, and they were cool with it. They're old enough that I can leave them on their own for a couple of hours, you know, downstairs. So, you know, but I'm also aware of my responsibility to be the parent, to be one half of the parenting team, to guide them through this insanity as safely and as carefully as possible. And that's a big responsibility. And I'm certainly going to put them before me. You know, I don't want to let them down with this. Because this is, here's my prediction. We're going to have years after this of mental health issues. Years of people dealing with alcoholism and mental health. But also, I think in about 20 years' time, the kids are going to be, a lot of them will be in therapy talking about this, talking about what we're going through now. And it's up to us as parents, and it's tough, and we're all going to lose our tempers with our kids, and we're all going to snap, and that is fine as long as you explain it afterwards. But it's up to us as parents to try and make this situation cause as the least amount of damage possible. It will damage them, I'm pretty sure of it. It will damage most of the kids, and it's up to us to make sure it causes the least amount of damage.
I think though we underestimate how understanding they are sometimes, though.
Yeah.
I think they know better than probably what we give them credit for.
Mm. Yep.
I think
so,
anyway. Yep. Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, well, it was nice to speak to you anyway. I shall let you carry on and listen to Barry again, or not.
Nice one.
Nigel.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry he ruined your dreams, Steve, but thank you. Let's go to, hang on a second, 0344. 499-1000 is the phone number. Let's go to Mark. Good evening, Mark.
Hello, how you doing? All right?
I'm all right, Mark.
Good stuff. Cool. And hi, Kathy, right?
Hiya, Mark. Yeah, I'm fine.
A couple of things. Mind blown by the give us a clue, grandchild thing, because I'm of a certain age when grandchild was like the big thing. But I don't know if I can do this back to you guys. It must have been love. I was mind blown about 6 months ago, and I found out that was initially a Christmas song. Did
what?
You guys know?
Which one? It must have been love, but it's over now.
Yeah, it was originally a Christmas song. So basically, they are. And I Wikipedia'd this because, you know, it's what you do, isn't it? It had sleigh bells at the beginning, and there was a word in it like winter or Christmas that they re-recorded. People from Pretty Woman wanted a song by Roxette. And they asked them for something. They didn't have time to do a new song, so they just used that one, which had been out about 2 or 3 years before that. Took off the sleigh bells at the beginning, got I can't remember the name of the lady from Roxette now who died recently. What's her name?
Anna Yune.
It sounds quite Swedish. That'll do.
Yeah,
her name was Marie.
Google, Kath, I've got it right.
Marie.
Marie Fredrickson.
Yeah, they got record the word that was winter, and bang, number one single.
Gosh.
There you go.
So what? It had like sleigh bells and stuff on?
At the beginning, yeah. If you YouTube the original version of It Must Have Been Love, you'll hear a sleigh bell introduction.
Okay, well, I'm going to take your word for it because I can't. I'm reading about how James O'Brien might have coronavirus. Well, here's one for you. What's that song by Madness, Kath, that I'm thinking of?
Which one?
I don't remember.
Last Train to Cairo, Must Be Love.
Yes.
We know that.
That's Labby Siffrey. That's Labby Siffrey.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, no one's impressed by that. Okay. Well, that should have been impressive.
I think a lot of the early Madness records were all covers, weren't they? Because they were into Prince Buster, star scene in Jamaica, and that kind of stuff.
I like the one. What's the mad? I like the song. I like one song Madness did, but I found them a bit annoying. Really?
A bit frenetic. Bit frenetic for you.
I don't know that one. Mark, have you seen the film that Madness made?
No, I'm not sure I'm aware of it either, actually.
Madness made a film really early on in their career, made a movie, and it is about how Madness got together. And I watched it years ago, and it's brilliant. And so it's them telling the story of madness, like acting it out, like in a movie. And it's called like...
playing their own parts.
Something like... Yeah, they're all playing their own parts. And it's called something like, Here It Is Now. Once More Again. Ring-a-ding-a-ding. What's it called? It's called it's got words in the name, and it's a good film. And do you know what? I'm gonna find it, and I'm gonna watch it this weekend.
Cool. Has it got people like Elvis, people from the Stiff Records label in it, like Elvis Costello and Nick Drake and all that lot? Has it got people like that in it?
I don't remember. All I remember is Suggsy from Madness having a fight in a toilet with some skinheads. That's all I remember, but it's a decent. I remember it being a good old film. I don't know what that film.
I'll try and locate it. Some stuff's difficult to get, isn't it? Like I wanted to watch Police the movie a couple of months ago because I like it, and I can't get it on any streaming sites. No one's uploaded it on YouTube for a month or whatever. I can't get hold of it. I can watch the theme tune by. Silla. I can get that on there, but I can't get the
I was asked to do a little promo thing today for the company that owns loads of films, and I was going through the films. I had to pick three or four films I liked, and one of the films was from 1979, and it was the Rising Damp movie, and I was astounded. Right. It must have been after Richard Beckinsale died, because he's not in it. There's someone else playing Richard Beckinsale. And Catherine, here's what blew my mind. Do you know who directed the Rising Damp movie?
Oh, he wasn't.
I'll give
Joe
you a clue.
McGrath,
he's been a guest. It was Joe McGrath. Joe McGrath directed the Rising Damp movie from 1979.
It was brilliant.
What a world it all exists. Take It or Leave It, the film was called, with Madness. Take It or Leave It, starring Madness.
Go and watch it. I will. One of the reasons I phone it's a keeping spirits up thing. I think everyone needs that at the moment. It's a bit of a using the show as a bit of a plea. I was about to start a new job on Monday, so I don't mean to turn this into the Jeremy Fine show or anything, but that job's been pulled.
And, we've got a text from a truck driver, and it says, Jeremy, I'm a big, burly truck driver, but hearing Mark's call, I just had to pull into over into a lay-by, and I'm now in tears. That's from a truck driver.
and then Jeremy will condone or advocate the other caller and go, oh, I don't know why you're doing that then, Mark. It was looking bad. I'm on garden leave, actually, until Friday. And it was a bit of a lost cause. My existing firm don't want to take me back because of what's going. I hope that's the reason. But they're not being explicit about that.
Because of the murder.
Because of the murder. Don't tell anyone. But I was watching the guy for money, Martin Lewis. And he said that basically my existing firm are allowed to withdraw my notice and put me on furlough. And he's had confirmation from the treasurer about that, but there's nothing about it online. So it's just a bit of a plea to anybody that's listening that might have any kind of welly about escalating that and putting that on there, because my firm are worried about doing that in case they're breaking any laws and they get done for fraud or that kind of thing. They're very, very by the book. So it was just a little bit of a plea if anyone is out there, if anyone is able to escalate that or anything like that at all, or even sort of...
Mark, can I ask you a question? Have you listened to this show before?
Of course I have, yeah.
Have you heard the quality of the callers that we get to? Let me rephrase that. Have you heard the idiots that phone this show?
Yeah.
Do you honestly think any of our callers, do you think Alan Caddick is going to be able to help you?
You never know.
I'm teasing.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm teasing. Mark, are you on Twitter or anything?
Facebook.
Okay, I was going to say, if you're on Twitter, you could tweet me and I could retweet it. That would be a place. Listen, actually, if anyone's listening...
I've got a Twitter account. I'm not sure if it's alive, but yeah, I'll tweet you.
If it is, tweet me with the request and I'll retweet it, and maybe someone who's following might be able to to help, mate. I wish you the very best of luck,
Mark. Really appreciate it.
For a lot of people, so thank you for your call.
One more thing. Have you checked out what Nathan's doing, right? Nathan said. He's doing something cool. It started today. You like this?
Yeah.
It's the Beatles in isolation lockdown.
Yeah.
Every day, he's going to be doing a Beatles-related song, starting with something from The Day That Paul Met John and finishing with Real Love, something every day. And today he did a Lonnie Donegan song, and I think it was Put It On The Style, and he did Let's Play House by Elvis to replicate what was happening on that day. And every day he's going to do something different until, hopefully it won't get that far. But I think you'd enjoy it.
Until John gets shot. Mark, I will check it out. Thank you. I love Nathan Persad. We're going to be late for the adverts, but I'm being typed on my screen that we have someone very important has just called in. You see? Gosh. Wow. Okay. We've got a very special guest. Catherine has just called in. So the
exciting
adverts
times
can go and hold. I don't know what to say. I'll just say welcome, Professor Joe Lavens. Good evening, Professor.
Wow.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. That's Ian. Is that right?
This is Ian. We've spoken before, and Catherine, who's my co-host. Professor Joe Lavens, for those who don't know, is probably the leading, certainly in the top 50 leading UFO experts in the world currently at the moment. Thank you so much for calling in. We were talking about, there was a big news story recently. They have found a human skull on Mars, Professor. And of course, we know that you think humans came because aliens came to Earth and I think done it with a monkey.
That is correct.
But you are, I just wondered, and I can just see you've sent me some, what are these, photographs you've sent me?
Yes, indeed. That's some diagrams that I wrote, I drew myself, based on some work by the conspiracy theorist Scott C. Waring, who has, I believe the story that, yeah, it's pretty conclusive. The skull that he has reported on Sol 410, I've drawn next to it an alien, as I understand it, an extraterrestrial.
Okay, comparison
of size. Okay. Please, it is only a diagram. It's not factual. It's very much my interpretation.
Rocks. Okay, I'm going to tweet these, Joe.
First
of all, do you buy this story? Do you think they have found human skull on Mars?
Oh, not only that. Yeah, very much so. Just to recap the story, through the NASA site Midnight Planets, Scott C. Waring claims to have found evidence of the skull. He goes one step further by saying the skull actually appears to show signs of the tide of pain. You see the teeth showing. You see the lips parted. If you look at the skull I've drawn, and it's in a green color, which is the traditional scary color of Mars. I've shown the mouth, the wide open mouth. I think in the gray, he does look like he could have died in pain. The jaw and cheek eye ridges are well pronounced. The nose looks human, but wider, thicker on the top. I didn't get the detail of the back of the head, but it seems to have part of the neck and the head still attached to it. So it's my interpretation based on scientific facts.
Okay, I'm I've just got to turn one of these pictures round. Right. Catherine, as we know, is doesn't believe in any of this stuff.
A non-believer.
I'm an open-minded skeptic, Professor, but it does seem rather far-fetched. Yeah. Do we not have a tendency as human beings to look for faces in ordinary objects? You know, that's kind of a primeval thing, isn't it?
Yes, I guess you're right. But in this case, there have been so many things found on Mars. You only have to go to various websites to see the skull. The medieval jugs, a pair of trousers has been seen on there, some platform shoes, a rosary bead, and what looks like a gonk from about 1978, whether that's an alien one, something of a good luck charm that children might break into exams.
Did you say a pair of jugs?
Yes, a pair of jugs has been seen on Mars, certainly. Medieval Grecian jugs.
Okay, so you know you can... that breasts, you mean breasts?
Yes, sir. A pair of ladies' jugs have been seen on Mars. Quite big ones, wobbly ones, you know.
Well, they'd have to be seen from here.
Yes, sir. I mean, obviously. obviously, Lunarcraft has come across a number of latest knockers and what have you, but not only that.
On Mars?
Yes.
On Mars. Yes. Ladies knockers on Mars. This is astounding. This is astounding.
Yeah, breasts. Ladies breasts. And a couple of Grecian pots, various accoutrements for any landing craft. And as you can see there, I've drawn what a number of people have reported is an alien with an arm like an extra long knob. But he is about the size of...
An extra long what now?
Sorry, a penis.
If you look at the picture, Catherine, it's an arm like an extra long knob.
I'm going to have to Google Mars knob.
No, it's not to be silly. It's a phallus, a man's dingle dangle. But
Mars phallus, made, okay.
Yeah, Mars phallus.
And I can see it, yeah.
One
that
arm
was my nickname at school.
Dingle dangle.
Mars phallus.
Right, okay. If you're going to be silly about it, I'm just...
I'm not being silly. That was genuinely...
He was from Slough, that's where the factory is.
We've got some comments.
Right.
Laura says, I'm not standing by him when he waves. Roger,
yeah,
because of the dingle dangle arm. Roger says actual proof. Andrew says, is the genitalia to scale? Good question, Andrew. Is the genitalia to scale in your diagram?
If you look at the picture, the extra long phallus in itself is probably to scale. And if you look, you can just see a pair of nuts under his arm there. So I would say that probably,
David,
I mean, I've not been to Mars. But...
No. David Nisbet says WTF, and that means what the flip. I don't think he's buying it.
Oh, I thought it was why the face.
I know what that
okay.
means.
Okay, and Divi says, are they testicles under his arm? We've established
that. Yes, sir. Yes, that. Sir.
So I'm confused. Why would there be, sorry to go back to this, why would there be Greek women's breasts on Mars? And that's very specific.
No. Misunderstanding. There's Greek paraphernalia from, ancient times, pre-medieval times, pots, pans, knives, forks, rudimentary cutting equipment. But
you said knives.
Knives, et cetera.
You said knives, and then you said rudimentary cutting equipment.
It means big choppers. Kind of,
okay. Look, you don't have to. I know what you're trying to pick. But
did the aliens have big choppers?
Yes. They have things to chop things with. All I'm saying is that as well as that, there are a pair of ladies' knockers up on one of the hills in 410, in Seoul 410. But what I'm saying to you, breasts, and what I'm saying is you can see that where the landing craft has gone around, there's various photos, there's all kinds of things there.
Yeah.
And I'm just reporting what I've seen. I've not been there, but I know people at NASA and there's all sorts of things up there, which will become apparent as we go. So I hope that's been some help to you.
Okay, that's been really helpful, Professor. I really appreciate that. Is this anything we should be concerned about?
Well, you want to hope that when this whole thing is over, that there's a lot of talk about aliens coming down to save us, which is fine, but... You just take a good look at what I've drawn there with that alien, and he's got a long arm, like
I'm in bed. Yeah,
a man's winkle, and you want to make sure that doesn't come down and do you any damage. Okay, thank you,
Professor.
Good night, and as the aliens say, Conkeely.
What does Conkeely mean?
It means good night, God bless. Hope the bugs don't bite.
Do they have bugs and gods?
I'm just saying what the aliens say.
Okay, will you make it?
Conkeely.
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 Pair of women's knockers. Big fat titties on Mars. They got big fat titties on Mars.
Okay. You don't have to keep saying big fat knockers. It's not... Okay, good night.
They got big fat boobies on Mars. Guys, come and look through my telescope. They got big fat boobies on Mars.
What a time to turn around and see my 10-year-old standing at the top of the stairs. Joe, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you. We'll be back. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Your health. Your family. Your rights.
We are being assured by national NHS leaders that there are sufficient national stocks.
Your information station. Talk Radio.
It's going to be a challenge for everybody.
Online, on DAB, and on the Talk Radio app. Talk Radio. Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I mean, yes, what a time to turn around and see my 10-year-old stood there. Alistair, you've been waiting ages. Everyone's been waiting ages. It's all over the place a bit. Let's go to Tom first. Good evening, Tom.
Hi, Alistair. Ian.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Not very well. Could you come off speakerphone?
Can you hear me okay now, Ian?
You're still on speakerphone?
No, I've come off speakerphone now. Is that better?
You've literally... It's literally changed nothing.
Oh, is that better?
I'm going to say it is because time is running out for all of us. What can we do for you tonight, Tom?
Thank you, Ian. I just wanted to call up and say how my appreciation for Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
I've only
recently found the programme in the lockdown, the last 2 weeks. Genuinely, bottom of my heart, really appreciate the listening to it, and it's brilliant. So thank you. That's what I wanted to say.
It is. Tell everyone, because everyone thinks that we're idiots.
Who thinks that? Who?
Everybody thinks that we're idiots, and it's a show for kids, and it's not. It's a brilliant show.
Oh, my God, it's genius. I would say genius show. Can I ask a question though?
Have you had a little drinky poos tonight, Thomas?
Honest answer?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I thought so.
Did you detect a little bit of Stella in the accent?
I can smell a little bit of the wine we call Stella coming off of your breath. Yes.
Yes. Quite right. No,
that
it's a little
might be why.
I must say, I really appreciate the show. And for someone like myself, a 33-year-old listening, a great show.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, it is. I can't argue with you. It's the best.
Brilliant.
Give us a kiss. Mwah. Tom, thank you. Thank you very much. Alistair, we're going to come to you after the news because you've been waiting for ages. I'm so sorry. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very, very welcome. Another hour of complete and utter nonsense. And that Schlesinger thing has got me there. I have a little think about what we can play. I want to play Me and Magdalena, but that's too. That's pulling the song he produced for the Monkees, probably easily one of the Monkees' top five songs they ever did. But that's pulling a little too hard on the old strings of the heart. So maybe not. Anyway, we'll find something. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.